Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, June the 9th, 2023. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. And if I sound a little bleary-eyed, do you sound bleary-eyed? I don't know. Maybe if I sound a little, I guess you can sound bleary-eyed, like you didn't get much sleep. Yesterday was such a busy day, but such a fun day. I hope you had a chance last night to listen to the WGH Talk 9th Anniversary Special. We had so much fun here last night, and I've got to remember to thank Donato's Pizza. Donato's Pizza supplied us with some great, great food last night. Check out their rewards program, Donato's Pizza, out on Route 95 here in Marion, next to Perkins. If you order from Donato's, order a pizza from Donato's. You will not go wrong there. Tell them WGH Radio sent you. Donato's Pizza was great last night, and we thank them for the food. And we also thank Nate's wife, Amber, who baked brownies, and they brought potato chips. So we had the whole thing. We had dinner, and we had dessert. And I want to thank Sean Kraft for making the deal with Donato's happen, because he took care of that completely. I had no hands in that pot. We had a tremendous amount of time here, a tremendous amount of fun here last night. We had Sean Kraft was here. Bob Welsh came in from Columbus, our pizza man, and brought a large pizza crust that we all signed last night that apparently will be shellacked and brought back to the studio at some point to be hung on the walls of the studio. Who else was here last night? Oh, Pastor Craig came back. The old host of, I guess he's not old, the past host of Study His Word Ministries on this station. Pastor Craig was back with us last night. As I said, Nate Redman was back with us last night. His wife Amber was here. We also had Linda Sims, the newly married Linda Sims, who I had not seen since she had been married, and her husband, I can say that now, her husband was with her here last night. And we just had the best time reminiscing about the 9 years of WGH Talk. We're sorry a few people could not have made it last night. Matthew was going to come, but Matthew ended up having to work last night. But he did listen to us at work, so that's quite a trick. So Matthew, thank you for listening last night on your earbuds. And Matthew will be with us tonight for the Friday night show, so he'll share some thoughts on this station, because I know he does listen. Of course, we missed Terry last night, but he was doing something in Columbus. And Adam, and I know Adam was busy, but Adam does so much with the station, the news, the weather, the obituaries, the website. Adam does a great job, so we missed him last night. And who else did we miss last night? Oh, Mary Ellen Withrow had a meeting last night, so she wasn't able to make it, but we were thinking about Mary Ellen last night, and Abby had a baseball game last night, so she was not able to make it, but you know what? We had a great time here. We laughed so much, and it really is like a family here at this station, and I hope you had a chance to listen to the special last night. Now, for those of you who had a chance to listen, I hope you enjoyed it. If anybody did listen to the special last night, now I talked about it incessantly, give me a call, 740-383-9944. What did you think of the special last night, 7:15 to 9 p.m.? Boy, it brought up so many memories of things that I had forgotten. The Geraldo Journal. Gallagher coming and visiting us for a week, live in the studio. Mr. McFeely's 3 visits here. All the celebrity guests we've had on the station. The first day we went on the air, and who was the first guest, and how we ended up on the air. Bill Cosby's appearance, Ted Williams running for president. So many things have happened over the years, And we got to reminisce about that last night, and it was just a tremendous amount of time. Well, we know somebody listened because a call's coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, two of your big hitters you didn't mention, Ted Williams and Glenn Coble. They was pinch-hitting somewhere else, weren't they?
Yes, Glenn Coble's grandson was graduating, I believe, in North Carolina, so he was there. I know he wanted to be here last night. And Ted Williams had an engagement in Columbus, but I enjoyed the group we had here last night. I thought we had a great time.
Yeah, y'all sounded good and had fun.
We did.
That was pretty cool with that big crust and signing it and getting it shellacked. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know Bob was going to do that either. He had this big crust here, and it said WWGH 9 years on the crust, and we all signed it last night. And he's going to take it back home, shellack it, and he said he was going to bring it back here, and we'll hang it on the wall.
Yeah. That's, shellack it. Boy, I tell you, you know, that's an old term. In sports and stuff, we sure got shellacking, you know what I mean?
They took a shellacking the other night at the game. Yeah, it was so much fun to see Pastor Craig, who I had not seen since the Christmas party, and Nate, who came back a couple weeks ago, but I didn't get much of a chance to talk to him, so it was great to have him here. Had not seen Linda since she got married, and it was kind of nice to go back and remember some things that we had done. So it was a fun night last night.
I listened to the whole show. I weathered it out, and I thought, boy, I don't want to doze off during these breaks. And I put that little tab right up by my ear, and sure enough, it worked. I got all of it. It sounded like it was a full house, that's for sure.
It was, you know, that one of the things that was kind of interesting was it was kind of warm last night. And when the studio doesn't have a whole lot of people in it, it stays pretty cool in here. But last night, it was warm in here because we had such a group of people. But boy, we had a good time. And you know, it was nice to go back and actually talk to each other and remember all the stuff that had happened. 9 years, my goodness, almost a decade.
Well, yeah, and you could look at some people. You've seen them all in less than 9 years, that's for sure. But that's quite a long time, almost a decade there going by.
Well, and you know what was fun for me last night was remembering how we were supposed to go on the air on Memorial Day, and the transmitter didn't work, so that's why we ended up on June the 11th. And I had not thought for a long time that when we started, we were going to be a country music station, and ended up not doing that because people liked the repeats, which we stumbled upon accidentally, and that Dick Kiefer was the first guest on this station. I had not thought about that in a long time. So it was fun to go back and think about those things.
I got to recall one thing when I called you about was real early in the morning when you first cracked the mic. It seemed like it was 6 o'clock or five. Well, I think you stopped at McDonald's on the south side here, and you didn't want me to say nothing. I stopped somewhere. You didn't want to mention any franchise's name. Can you recall that period of time when you couldn't do that on the air?
Now, would it have been McDonald's?
Yeah, it was McDonald's.
And I couldn't mention their name on the air.
Well, you didn't want to mention it because you said you got oatmeal there or something like that. And I said, I know where you got that right down here at Southland McDonald's. Because you, where was your first radio? Your very first time you cracked a mic in that series.
Yeah, we were in the mall. So, yeah, if I was going to McDonald's, it would have been down there in the mall parking lot.
Yeah, but you didn't, yeah. But I can recall I called you. But excuse me. When did you go into the air on air? What time of morning was that? Wasn't 8 o'clock?
No. You know, when we started doing the morning show, I believe we did. It was either 6 or 7.
Yeah, it was right there. It was dark when I talked to you on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We started a little earlier in those days, and then but what we realized was I think we started at 7 because from 7 to 8, for some reason, it seemed like we did not get a lot of reaction, and then at 8 o'clock it started. So I thought, well, why don't we just start at 8? And it's worked ever since. And we put the reruns on at 7 that people like to hear, so that worked okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll get off here so somebody else can holler. Well, maybe a 2 o'clock figure would be good.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll hear from somebody.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
I'll catch up with you later. I dialed the other number. I said, "Heck, this is Friday." He said, "Studio."
I'm at the studio. That's right. The confusing number thing. Yeah, I know. It's I'm here today.
I had the odors of all the perfume and shave after shave lotion. The guys was all clean shaved and all perfumed up to be around Linda since she got back a new bride. You know, with all those men, that was something else. For Linda, wasn't it?
It was. You know, she was the only, well, aside from Nate's wife and who did not get on the mic, she was the only woman here. How about the story last night that finally came out of Sean kissing all those women?
Oh, yeah. I knew he was a lover, you know, when I first seen him. He just had those eyes and just had that smile that women would really, really, really shinny up to him easy, you know.
But they've got to be over 90.
Well, yeah, that's where they get all that... That's where they get all that experience, knowing how to shine up to a young guy like that, see?
Who knew that Martha Dowson, Nan Weir, and Sean Kraft had all had lip locks on the lips here at this station at one point or another?
Well, you know, I think I heard a little bit of scandal about Kraft there, that he could twirl baton with the fire on each end. Is that right?
Well, after kissing Martha on the lips, I think he could twirl quite a few things.
Hey, did the Pastor Craig, did he take his atomic bomb or atomic clock off the wall and take it back with him?
No, he left it with us, and we had a great conversation. He was the first one to arrive last night, and he and I had a great conversation.
And was is he married?
You know, I don't know if he's married, but I know he is seeing somebody.
Yeah, down there around in Southern Ohio, he said down by the river. Well, that he ain't kidding me. He said one time about Waterford. So you hold him back to that Waterford thing. That's a little restaurant across from the Musk Kingdom there. Oh, man, there's a lot of good-looking waitresses in there in the days when I was going down there. When we had a home away from home, I'd go over there at Waterford and hunt in that area. And, yeah, that's why he's attracted down there. I thought there was something more than what was going on, because he used to live up around here, didn't he, Mount Gilead area?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, when he was doing the show here, I believe he was over in Mount Gilead.
And he was after books and stuff, and... Then he let it out one day on the air that he was around Waterford, and I thought, uh-oh, he's got one of them southern gals. If he isn't married, he's got a southern gal, an eye on one. So I think he bought a house and everything. Said he had a pool last time I heard him on the air. Is that right?
I believe so. I think he's living the good life down there in southern Ohio. Got one of those southern women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we want to keep Sean Kraft out of that area. I mean, you know, Well, what do you call it, the two that used to fight back and forth, the two big families down there.
Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, that's what we'd have. Thanks for helping me out on that. Hey, I'll catch up with you later, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, I'm telling you, it was the scandal came out last night, and we had a whole conspiracy theory here last night that we finally got through. Oh, it was a show last night. If you have any thoughts on it, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we had a lot of fun. And don't tune the dial away today. We've got Pastor Steve coming up at 9:15. And from 10:15 until 1 o'clock today, we've got some very special things coming up to wrap up our anniversary week. So do not tune this station out this morning. 10:15 until 1 o'clock this afternoon, we have got some special stuff coming up that you're not going to want to miss for love nor money. Now, yesterday we had Jerry Revish and Sam Donaldson on, and I want to thank both of them for coming on. I enjoyed both of those interviews. But I did not get a chance to mention some passings here at the station of guests who I've had on. The Iron Sheik, a legendary pro wrestler who became a Twitter sensation later on in his life, passed away at the age of 81. The Iron Sheik came to Marion, I believe in 2007, did two talent shows with me, was on radio with me. I love the Iron Sheik. He was... I don't know how to describe him. He was genuinely Iranian. He used to be a bodyguard for the Shah of Iran. He was an Olympian. And he was one of the most hated people in the history of professional wrestling. But in real life, he was a genuinely nice man. Now, he had a loud voice, and you did not want to cross him. I remember when he came to the Columbus airport and we picked him up, one of the Columbus security guards wanted the car moved, and the Sheik did not want the car moved, and we about had World War III in the parking lot of the airport there in Columbus. But I was so sorry to hear of the passing of the Iron Sheik, but he made it to 81 years old. So rest well, Sheik, and thank you for all you did for me in those early years of radio. Before this station was around, Iron Sheik came on, and we had a lot of fun, and certainly the outpouring from his death the other day has been amazing by people in the wrestling world and the mainstream world, because he became a Twitter star. So if you met the Iron Sheik, you would not forget it. I remember picking up the Iron Sheik at... I forget what hotel he stayed at. I think it was the one in front of Meyer. But I picked him up at like 6:30 in the morning. And we went to the radio studio. And then we went to McDonald's because he either wanted a cheeseburger or a sausage McMuffin. And with that, he always wanted a Molson beer. So we always had to stop by the 5-0 in those days and get him a Molson beer. And Iron Sheik was just knocking him back in the car at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. He needed a little eye-opener in the morning. And I thought, boy, I'm driving around here with open container. If they pull me over, they're going to throw me in jail because of the Iron Sheik. But if you met him, you wouldn't forget him. And there are stories about him that I cannot tell on the air. Then last night, I learned of the passing of Pat Cooper, legendary comedian Pat Cooper, who was on all kinds of talk shows and variety shows back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. He was on the television series Seinfeld. If you heard Pat Cooper, you could not forget him. He had a way of speaking and a way he was just honest. He was angry. He was funny. He was energetic. He came to play. He was everything you wanted in a guest. He just, when he had the microphone, it was perfect. You didn't have to do much. Loved Pat Cooper. And Pat came on with me a lot of times. Came on with me on this station. Came on with me on past stations I did. I love the guy. And in tribute to Pat Cooper this morning, what I wanted to do, I pulled an interview that I did with Pat Cooper on this station. Now, the date of this interview, this just shows you how far we go back. Pat Cooper was on with me March the 30th. 2016, March the 30th, 2016. So we're going back, over 7 years here. I believe this was the last time he was on with me, because once Pat retired, he really did retire, not only from stand-up comedy, but from doing interviews. But I wanted to give you the last, I don't know how long this clip's going to run. It's going to run about 18 minutes. But I wanted to give you the full clip, because it really kind of explains Pat, and you hear his voice, and you hear his cadence, and you get his feelings on things. And this was what it was like to interview Pat Cooper. So let's go back in the time machine. Again, Pat Cooper passed away yesterday at the age of 93. But this was Pat Cooper on this show, March the 30th, 2016. Go get 'em, Pat.
Why not Nick?
You know, Pat, it's kind of interesting because Bill Cosby gets in trouble for what he's done or didn't do. We don't really know. But a guy who you were on for years, Howard Stern, remains very popular.
Well, Howard Stern, listen, he was one of a kind. But Howard Stern, when he decided to, whatever, his personal life, he got married again. Fine, God bless him. Howard Stern told America he really isn't that guy. Are you a liar? I did your show 10 years, you're a liar. How dare you say that? You are Howard Stern, you're a creep like everybody said. You got big money for it. At least say, yes, I did it. It's like, you know the greatest story I ever heard? Huh?
What's that?
Letterman. He goes on one night, he goes, I had an affair with a woman, and I want my wife to know it. And you know something? Nobody said it anymore. Did you do it? Yes, that's the end of it. Everybody goes, I didn't do it. I never touched that woman. I never do it. If you did say you didn't, shut up.
Because they're lying. That's what the papers come after. He's lying. They come up. They come after you. They come after you. But you know something? What's our business is our country and our family. Not who's betting anybody down. You know, you go up to Utah, they got married 8 times, 10 times. Mind your business. If that's what they want to do, they're not hurting anybody. Shut up and mind your business. Don't think because you're a Catholic, you're the best, or you're a Jew, you're the best. We're human beings. Let's act like human beings.
Why do you think that right now reality television is so popular?
We have any what?
Reality television. Why has that taken over?
Because we're running out of stories. We're running out of now. We say, well, what are we going to do now? You're going to see actual pornography that you're not to pay for. You're going to put on a certain station. You're going to talk about transvestites, and it's everybody has a problem. Ain't hurting nobody. Shut up. Mind your business. Take care of your personal life. Help your neighbor. Listen, I make mistakes every day. I'll probably make a mistake after I hang up and say, I wonder why I did this show. But you know what I'm saying. What time is it, by the way?
It's about a quarter till. We're not too much left.
Oh, I just want to know because, you know, I want to make sure it's still me here. I get very dramatic, and I'm not trying to prove to anybody that I'm smart. I'm a dummy. But it's easy to be a dummy because you're fair. And you're fair with everybody. And you've got an extra dollar. Give. For crying out loud. What are you going to do with that money? Shove it? Give.
What do you think happened to America, Pat? Did it used to
we
be...
We got lazy.
Lazy.
We got lazy. Oh, let me tell you. Every Thursday, we had a new invention. And when that invention was over, we went to one. We didn't never enjoy the first invention we did on Thursday. That's gone. Now we have to double that down. I said, wait a minute. We didn't finish the first one. I don't know how to do the first one. Shut up. That's that. We got another one now. I go, what do you mean we got another one? We tell us bigger than the last one. Now they got, you know, excuse me, everybody's texting. And let me tell you something. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
You ready? Now we go, tweeting. We're tweeting. I said, we did that years ago. It was called and they say, Botox. They have Botox. I said, we have Botons. I said. So don't think you people know the really great words. I'm tweeting. What are you tweeting? You're an idiot. What are you doing looking at that little piece of cage and you're walking down the street and you broke my glasses? $1,100, you broke my glasses. And you're saying, excuse me. Excuse you? You're going to pay $1,100 for the glasses. Well, because you're worried about who you're talking to. You want to know if your dog was all right. Oh, I see. That's what it is. All right, I love dogs. Too many of them. They're spoiling the dogs. The dogs can't have a steak. They can't have a dish of macaroni. They all got no intestines anymore. My father says, here's the bones. Eat the bones. The bones tasted better than what we ate. Now you got to pay $30 a pound for bones, for crying out loud.
Pat, is there anybody that you really have genuine respect and love for in the public eye?
I don't think he was born. I don't think he was born. I'm not even close to that, but I will tell you this. There are a few people that I like in my lifetime. I like, and let me tell you something, Scott, and I don't lie to you. You know, I lost two families for no reason at all. And that started to hurt me, but I said, I ain't going to let that hurt me. I got children, don't talk to me. I got aunts and uncles and aunts that died. When I became Jackie Gleason, they all attacked me like, what the hell did I do wrong? What the hell did I do wrong? And, you know, I got a son here. He said, I want to hug you because you're 80. I said, where were you when I was 40? And, you know, and I said, you come over here and hug me. I said, I will throw you out the window. You're a disgrace to childhood. Oh, you can't say that. That's your son. I said it, and I'll say it again. He's not a nice young man. And my daughter's not a nice young lady from my first marriage. And the one, and grandkids in my second marriage, they're in college. You know, they barely said thank you for sending me to college. But you know what I said? That's the society. Well, and what about these kids with scooters and want to know why one of their legs is shorter than the other? Put the scooter down because you're only pumping with one leg. So what happens? The shoe gets less on one side than the left side.
You know, Pat, it's interesting, and it's only interesting because it played out in the media with your first family, your first son, on Howard Stern and the Geraldo Rivera show.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people wanted you two to make up, but you say it'll never happen.
To make up to who?
You and your son just to get along.
I don't want to get along. I don't like him. He's a disgraziado, and I don't like him. And why he hurt me? Let me tell you something. How would you like your kid to throw pennies at you at the Copacabana and break your glasses? How would you like your family to come down and your mother to throw on Stern and say I was bad? And I'm making everybody say, how can he be bad? He's doing some decency. Now, then you don't know when he was a kid. I said, look at this. Because you know what happened? They didn't expect me to amount to anything. They never paid attention that I was a comedian. All they wanted to know was how to go to work, and that's it. And pay your due, throw your money on the table, which is fine. It made me a better man because I support myself and I supported my two wives. I didn't cheat my children. I gave them family, whatever the family said I had to pay, I paid. But you know what they said? It's not enough. I said, it's never going to be enough because they want me to be in the toilet. I said, the only time I go in the toilet was I got to pee. That's what I go to the toilet for.
Why do you think he has wanted all these years to make up with you?
Very simple. He's alone. His gang died. My mother died. My aunts and uncles died. And what about that? What about my in-laws died on my first marriage? The hate and the venom. What about one of them punching me outside my apartment house? A sister-in-law. Nobody knows about these things. I could have had him arrested. I just walked away from it. What was I going to do? Because she says, you hurt my sister. I hurt your sister? Take me to court, get a lawyer, and I'll pay whatever I have to. I'm not afraid to support my children, but they took the support away, and the judge says, this is what you're getting. Why? Because you threw the kids? No. You threw Pat Cooper's clothes out of the window. Now you want him to support your kids? What do you think? This is a court of laughter? He says, now we're going to award you what you're supposed to get. And she did get what she got. Five lawyers she had, and not one of them got paid. What does that tell you?
Well, what has been the most difficult time of your life now that you look back on it, now that you're retired?
The most difficult time of my life is I'm scared when I'm going to leave. Will I be warned? In other words, I'm scared. Sometimes I go to bed, and I go, geez, I hope I wake up. And I, you know, and it's something I don't understand is debt. But I talk about it because it's inevitable. So when you talk about being inevitable, it seems to come a little easy. Then when you hear people 40, 35 dying, then you hear those with cancer that you want to pray for them, and you see children who got no hair, and then you want to cry. I swear to you, I would give my life for one of them right now. For kids that are 3, 4, 5 years old, they got cancer. And want to know why they can't go out and play. That's what we got to worry about, not excess. We got to get rid of those idiots.
You know, Pat, I know you're very firm in your beliefs, but was there ever anything that you regretted that you look back and say, I wish I'd have done that differently?
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. You know, that's really unfair to say that you should, why didn't I do it? Because then I say, well, then if you thought you should have did it, why didn't you do it? I did whatever I want to. I ran away from home many, many, many times. I used to go to the theaters to watch all the comics and all the big bands. I did it. My family said, well, you know, he's lazy. I'm not lazy. I would earn the money to go to the movies. I went to school. And after I graduated the elementary school, my father goes, all right, you can't go to college. I said, why? He says, because you're a dummy. And I said, okay. And I didn't go, you know, I didn't want to go to college anyway. I didn't go to high school, and I didn't finish that. But I made a decent living. I worked. I didn't kill nobody. I made mistakes. And I remember the first woman I had sex with. The first woman. And I keep fantasizing on a woman who wanted to help me do the right thing so I didn't walk in the street. I'll tell you that story one day. An Italian widow who turned around and taught me about having sex with dignity and character. I couldn't spell those words. But I used to say, I hope she's going to have sex in them with me because I love the word character.
I'm sure that's a fascinating story. But Pat, would you do you fault your parents or have you forgiven them?
I don't forgive them, and I'm not too happy. I just don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be gone. I didn't go to their funeral. I didn't go to my father's funeral. How would you like my sister said my father died and left no son? How would you like that hate? What kind of a man am I that I would hate that much that I would that they put my father and said he has no son? And when he died, that's what they put on the, on the funeral card. And my mother never said nothing. My aunts and uncles never defended. My three sisters never defended me. If I was, listen to me, if I was a gangster that killed 10 people, Sam Gravano killed 19 people, and his daughter got on the television a week ago, he's the best father God could ever give anybody. I didn't kill a fly. I didn't kill a fly. My hate is wonderful hate. It's anger to make it right. I'm not wishing they die from cancer and I hate them, but make it right. Sit down and say, what's wrong with us to hate this kid? What did he do wrong?
So, how could they make it right?
They're dead. They can't make it right.
How could people who are alive, like your son, make it right?
I don't want him to. I don't like him. I can't stand him. I don't want him in my life. I don't want him in the room. I'll throw him the hell out of here. All of a sudden, he wants to kiss me? How dare you? How dare you? So we just stuck a knife in your back. Well, now can I kiss you while the blood's coming out? Yeah, I'm dramatic. You gotta be dramatic. You gotta show your hate for people who are hateful. And they are hateful. I'll go to my grave saying, goodbye, you hateful lowlifes. But they're dead. They're all dead without a son. Ha! How do you like that? You want to talk about anger?
Oh,
boy.
Pat, is there anything you still want to do? I know you're retired, but is there something you still would love to do?
Yes, I'm going to take a rest after the show about 3 weeks. Because I get dramatic, and I mean what I say, and people say, well, he's still your mother. No, that's a lie. Oh, he's still your father. That's a lie. That's a lie. If he's still my mother, she's still my mother. Be my mother. Be my mother.
You know,
don't give me that crap. Listen. You don't know my parents, and you don't know it. I'm telling you, they work for themselves. They raised when you were sick. All right, give them a pill. All right, good. Go to work. Go to work tomorrow. I said, but I got a fever. The fever's gone. Go.
Well, Pat, with 4 minutes left, because a lot of people have asked this, did you ever make up with Howard Stern?
No, I don't want to know him either. I went on. Listen, I told you, www.gilbert.com. Podcast.com. Listen to that show. It's an hour and a half. I don't want to know him because he's a phony. He's a phony. I'm not a phony. If I'm guilty, I'm guilty. He's not a phony. I want everybody to know he went on NBC. I'm a different guy. He's not. When you're born a dog, you can't die a cat, Howard. Don't tell anybody I'm not Howard Stern anymore. I'm a different guy. I married a different girl. No, you are. You're not. You're still. You're born a mop, you'll die a mop. But be a man, say, I was a waste mop, but I made a lot of money. All of a sudden, he wants to call up some of the people that he abused. Well, it's too late. You saved him already.
Has he ever tried to reach out to you?
No, he's scared of me. He gave my, what's his name? He gave Jack Martling a show on Isis once a week or something. And when I went on, the word got to Jackie, take him off. Oh, boy, you know why? Scared of me. Because I tell the truth and I go after him. Nobody went after Howard Stern because he was a potentate. He's nothing but a human being that got lucky. He goes 3 times to the psychiatrist till you know something. The psychiatrist talks to him, has to go to a psychiatrist. Because he wants everybody to love him. Everybody loves him. His wife does love him and the dog now. But that's all right. Be honest, Howard. Say, Pat, you know something? You make a lot of sense. He don't make sense. He's making 30, 50, 100 million a day. That's what he's making. You know what's scaring him? He can't spend it. And it ain't his. Oh, look at that. I'm getting rid of mine because it ain't mine no more. I'm going to die broke.
Pat, when this interview is over, do you ever sit back and say, boy, I wish I hadn't have said that? Or do you say,
no, I want to say it again.
Oh, you want to say, well, that's good.
I say what's on my mind. What do you want me to do? Why do you want me? You know why you want me? Whether you agree with me or not, I say what's on my mind.
And I like
you. I'm the only one that I hear it from.
And I do. I like you. I
love you for having the nerve to put me on.
Well, I'll tell you this, Pat, and this is true, and the audience can hear this. We're on live radio. You know, whether people agree or disagree with you, they certainly have to respect you for saying what you believe.
If they don't respect me, that means they don't respect themselves. They want it only their way. I'm telling you, what wrong is wrong, right is wrong. If you can turn around and make wrong right, that's good. But don't make wrong wronger.
Pat, well, I think that's right. 100 years from now, Pat, when they look back at your career, how do you want people to remember you?
I put myself in an urn because I earned it. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pat Cooper. You legend. Thank you. The legendary Pat Cooper. Woo! Holy mackerel. Thunderbolt Patterson around the corner. My goodness, Pat Cooper on this show, March the 30th, 2016. And Pat Cooper passed away yesterday at the age of 93. I don't know how he slowed down to die. I honest to God don't know. Hearing that reminds me of why he was a great guest. Now, certainly people could disagree with him, but he was, he was just something else. They don't make people like that anymore. They really don't make people like that anymore. So God bless you, Pat. You're up there with the angels. Iron Sheik, gone at the age of 81. And Pat Cooper, gone yesterday at the age of 93. But he lived a good long life. And that was Pat on this show, March the 30th, 2016. Holy mackerel. Does anybody have anything to say about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That was certainly interesting. You know, I'll tell you, as I sit here, it's very interesting that Pat Cooper died yesterday. And we've got some great people coming on this morning. So again, don't tune away. 10:15 a.m. to 1 o'clock today is really going to be something you're not going to want to miss. But when I look back at people, nobody will ever have Pat Cooper on again. Pat is gone now. Pat Carroll. So many people. Kay Ballard. Bill Macy. Who have all departed. Alan Coulter. Charles Grodin. Just so many wonderful people, you Downs, who have been so good to me over the years and have come on this show, and they're gone now. And I'm so glad we taped them, and I'm so glad that we have their voice, and I'm so glad that one day this will all go to the Historical Society. It's just, I'm a very, very lucky person. Jerry Springer, I am a lucky duck, let me tell you. Anyway, phone lines are open. Pat gave it to you, and that's why I wanted to play 20 minutes of that clip, because, you know, you could never confuse Pat Cooper with anybody else. The way he spoke, the way his voice sounded, you just could never confuse him with anybody else. And I don't think we have people like that anymore. Again, I am in the studio today. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And Pat Cooper was a very successful man. He did Seinfeld. He was a big stand-up comedian in Las Vegas. Just a real, real interesting guy. And boy, he did not like his son. We talked about that several times over several interviews that I did with him on other stations prior to this one. And there was just something there. He and his son did not see eye to eye. But to me, he was a nice man. And I never, if you got on the bad side of Pat, I don't think you could ever get back on the good side. No matter what you did. And that was, I don't know. I don't know if that's a flaw or not. I don't really hold grudges like that. I can forgive just about anything. But Pat, I think, had trouble forgiving people. But he was a good guest. So I thank him for his kindnesses to me over the years. Again, phone lines are open with about 7 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you listened to the anniversary special last night from 7:15 to 9 p.m., let me know what you thought about that. Or if you have any thoughts on Pat Cooper or the passing of the Iron Sheik, give me a call. That's pretty much all on my agenda this morning, and our big programs we have coming up this morning, of course, Pastor Steve from 9:15 until 10 today, and then a big guest this morning wrapping up anniversary week, 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon today. Now, I'll tell you, 1 p.m., 10:15 a.m. until 1 p.m. today. You're not going to want to tune away from your listening device because it's going to be quite something as we wrap up anniversary week. How about those interviews yesterday with Sam Donaldson and Jerry Revish? Had not had a chance to talk about those. I thoroughly enjoyed the interview with Jerry Revich yesterday, and a lot of people commented on that, the questions, the talk about same-sex marriage, the talk about abortion, the talk about Jerry being a preacher and the changes in broadcasting. I'll tell you, that was something yesterday. Did anybody get a chance to hear the Jerry Revich interview yesterday, or possibly the Sam Donaldson interview, or the Dick Cavett interview? We really haven't talked about that. Dick Cavett was on Wednesday. Did anybody hear or have anything to say about those three interviews that we've done this week for Anniversary Week? 740-383-9944. Remember, I am in the studio today. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to talk to you about anything. Anything under the sun at this particular point, as they say. We can talk about anything under the sun. It's really a week of reflection. You know, I don't reflect back very often on things that have happened in the past, but 9 years and the things that have happened here, I really at this point, because Sunday is the actual anniversary, June the 11th will take us to 9 years. June the 11th, 2014 is when we started. So as I sit back and reflect on all this now, and maybe it's because of the passings that we've had this week of the Iron Sheik and Pat Cooper, it just really makes me think of the fun and the enjoyment that we've had doing this. And it's one of the reasons that I really feel... Well, let's take a phone call here, then we'll come back to this. All right. Go ahead, caller. Hello? If that was you, give us a buzz back. We would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. We've only got 4 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a buzz back. We certainly would love to hear from you. 56 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. I don't know if we got cut off there or what was going on, but we've had a good time, that is for sure, and it will continue on. Can you imagine next year when we'll hit a decade? We'll have to do something big for a decade next year. 10 years on the air on June the 11th, 2024. Imagine that. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And all the great conversations we've had with you, the listening audience, I cannot thank you enough for being there for 9 years and supporting this station, because you've been in it with us, and you are the most important part of this station. And I don't say that just to say it, because if you don't have listeners, highly unlikely you would get together and do this every morning. So you have supported everything that we have done, from the fruitcake toss to the Christmas parties to the trips that we have taken to the people we've interviewed to the games that we have played here. Without you, the audience, we would not be here or have anything to talk about today, 9 years in. So my Cubs cap is tipped to our audience, to be sure. Without you, there wouldn't have been much going on. All right. About 90 seconds left here before our first break, 740-383-9944. And again, Pastor Steve Whitaker will be in here from 9:15 until 10 a.m. And then you'll have to be here from 10:15 a.m. until 1 p.m. this afternoon. We have got a morning celebrating our anniversary that you are not going to want to miss. You are not going to want to tune away from that listening device, because it's going to be something. That's all I can say. I'm not going to give anything away. But that time period, you will want to be near however you're listening to this station, because we are going to celebrate in a big, big way. So don't miss it. We're 60 seconds away from the break. You're tuned in to WGH Talk Radio here in Marion, Ohio. And we're so glad that you're with us for the ride today. And again, I guess our best thoughts to the families of the Iron Sheik, who passed away on Wednesday at the age of 81, and Pat Cooper, who passed away yesterday at the age of 93. And we revisited our interview with Pat Cooper this morning that happened on March the 30th, 2016. But all kinds of good stuff coming up after this short but important break. So don't you dare switch that dial for love nor money. We've got a big morning coming up here, starting with Pastor Steve Whitaker in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star